This is chapter 11, Dual Nature of Radiation and Matter. Let's check the summary. The minimum energy needed by an electron to come out from a metal surface is called the work function. Energy greater than this work function required for electron emission from the metal surface can be supplied by suitably heating or applying strong electric field or irradiating it by light of suitable frequency. The photoelectric effect is the phenomenon of emission of electrons by metals when illuminated by light of suitable frequency. Certain metals respond to ultraviolet light, while others are sensitive to even the visible light. Photoelectric effect involves conversion of light energy into electrical energy. It follows the law of conservation of energy, and the photoelectric emission is an instantaneous process and possesses certain special features. Now let's see what it depends on. This photoelectric current depends on 1. The intensity of incident light, 2. The potential difference applied between the two electrodes, and 3. The nature of emitter potential. The stopping potential V0 depends on the frequency of incident light and also the nature of emitter material. For a given frequency of incident light, it is independent of its intensity. The stopping potential is directly related to the maximum kinetic energy of electrons emitted, and that's given by a formula. E times V0 equals half mv squared. Below certain frequency, or what we call the threshold frequency, characteristic of the metal, no photoelectric emission takes place, no matter how large the intensity may be. The classical wave theory could not explain the main features of photoelectric effect. Its picture of continuous absorption of energy from radiation could not even explain the independence of Kmax on intensity, the existence of threshold frequency, and the instantaneous nature of the process. We got a man in, Albert Einstein. He explained these features on the basis of photon picture of light. According to this, light is composed of discrete packets of energy called quanta of photons. Each photon carries an energy E equals h nu and momentum P equals to h by lambda, which depends on the frequency nu of incident light and not on its intensity. Photoelectric emission from the metal surface occurs due to absorption of photon by an electron. The Einstein's photoelectric equation is in accordance with energy conservation law as applied to the photon absorption by an electron in the metal. The maximum kinetic energy, half mv square, is equal to the photon energy h nu minus the work function h nu naught of the target metal. And that gives us to a formula, half mv square equals to v naught times E, and that's equal to h nu minus h v naught. And this chapter of dual nature of radiation, we know the radiation has dual nature, wave and particle. The nature of experiment determines whether a wave or particle description is best suited for understanding the experimental setup and also the experimental result. Reasoning that radiation and matter should be symmetrical in nature. A scientist called Louis Victor de Broglie attributed a wave-like character to matter, the material particles. The waves associated with the moving material particles are called matter waves or de Broglie waves. Here, de Broglie wavelength associated with the moving particle is related to its momentum P, as lambda equals h by p. The dualism of matter is inherent in the de Broglie relation, which contains a wave concept lambda and a particle concept p. The de Broglie wavelength is independent of the charge and nature of the material. It is significantly measurable of the order of atomic planes spacing in crystals only in the case of subatomic particles like electrons, protons, etc. Ultimately, electron diffraction experiments by Davison and Germer and by G.P. Thomson, as well as many later experiments, have verified and confirmed the wave nature of electrons. The de Broglie hypothesis of matter waves also supports the Bohr's concepts of stationary orbits. This was the quick summary of the chapter, Dual Nature of Radiation and Matter.
Thank you for believing SciPod as a companion in your famed journey of Boards and Meat. We are so honored to have you in here. To follow and share the contents you love, let's triumph together with Meliorism, the ultimate desiderata. Thank you, 3000.
Creating podcasts these days are very simple. If you want to create one,
here's our recommendation. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.